What is a TTRPG? A tabletop role-playing game. A collaborative, story-based experience between a game master and a number of players. A trek through a fantasy world filled with elves, dwarves, and magic, or a flight through space with a blaster at your side and a strange new planet in your sights. An adventure with friends, strangers, and yourself. Hello, and welcome to Modern Grognard. I'm your host, Tyler Leach, and this is episode one. What is a TTRPG? Now, I'm sure many of you listening, like myself, have at least some moderate experience with tabletop role-playing games. I mean, if you didn't, then why would you be here listening to me anyway, right? Just to give you a little background about myself, I've been a dungeon master for Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition for close to 3 years now. I got started with the Lost Mine of Phandelver as a player. My first character was the pre-generated human fighter, who I named Sir White. And the game was ran by my friend Chase Luxton, who is now one of my players. When we first started playing, I admit I was a little hesitant, maybe, but I quickly and completely fell in love. The game was everything that I had ever wanted out of role-playing video games like The Elder Scrolls or Fallout. It was truly unlimited. And Chase did a great job of running the adventure. We did many things, the most memorable of which was our fight with Venomfang, at least to me. If you're not familiar with the Lost Mine of Phandelver, Venomfang is a young green dragon who has taken up residence in some old abandoned town, and should the players encounter him and fight with him, it is suggested in the book that the dungeon master have Venomfang flee after a certain amount of time. Well, Chase didn't do that. Instead, he let us fight Venomfang to the finish, and believe it or not, we won. It was incredible. My first time playing Dungeons and Dragons, and I just defeated or helped defeat an actual dragon, and the fight was intense. I thought I was going to die, but I didn't. In fact, I don't think any of us did, if I remember correctly. It has been a while, though. But anyway, I went from playing that adventure to obsessively creating my first homebrew setting, which I called Eklium. Eklium was a human empire ruled by Emperor Reman III, whose grandfather, Reman I, conquered the lands that Eklium encompassed from the elves who lived there before. We started a new game with a mostly new group in Eklium at level 1, and that entirely homebrewed campaign ran up to about level, I want to say 12 or 13, and spanned two countries. It was amazing, just incredibly amazing to run. I got to do a lot of things that I wanted to do with that game. I was able to use three dragons in total, I believe. The first was Bokunth, a young green dragon like Venomfang when the characters were about level 3 or 4. The second was an adult blue dragon that attacked the ship they were sailing on when they left Eklium to go to Andalion, which is the home nation of one of my other players, Gage Chronister's character, Cortilius. And then one of my BBEGs, I guess you could call him, was a white dragon, an adult white dragon, who was allied with a beholder and a pit fiend in a vile plot to take over the lands of Eklund. I'm sorry, Andalion. It was simply amazing, really. I know I've said that already, but there's not really anything that I can say to accurately describe what it feels like to run a game like that for such a long period of time and to do such things other than amazing, awesome. Since then, I've run a few other games. Curse of Strahd being one of my personal favorites. At the moment, I'm running that same group, well, a few new members, but the same core group through Out of the Abyss. They're about level 7 at the moment, and have just recently made it to the surface. I've gone off the books a bit, as I tend to do. But it's been an incredible journey so far, and I know that only incredible things are yet to come. I also run quite a few games over Facebook Messenger, text-based games. And I've branched out from 5th edition now into running Swords and Wizardry and Basic Fantasy. And since getting into this OSR movement, as they call it, the old school revival, renaissance, role-playing, whatever you want to call it, I have no regrets. I'm not looking back. And honestly, with Swords and Wizardry and Basic Fantasy, Basic Fantasy being my favorite of the two, I'm not really sure if I'll go back to running another 5th edition game once we finish Out of the Abyss. Ideally, I would like to run just Basic Fantasy, but we'll see how that turns out. But anyway, what I'm trying to say here is a tabletop role-playing game is not just a game. And I think that anyone who has had a significant experience with one, regardless of the rule system that you use, whether it's 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons or Basic Fantasy, Swords and Wizardry, Pathfinder, Savage Worlds, any of them, GURPS, regardless of the system that you use, I think anyone with sufficient experience with the tabletop RPG will agree with me when I say that it's not just a game. It's a legitimate experience that you share with your friends or strangers, whoever you're playing with, and you create legitimate memories with these people. Memories that will stay with you for the entirety of your lives, and experiences that you can't get anywhere else. You can't get these experiences from video games or from anything that I can think of. These experiences and these memories come from 5 to 8 or however many people you have sitting around a table and rolling dice together. And coming up with these collaborative stories, these fantastic sequences of action and emotion and everything that the players and the game master put into the game, mixing it all up in a pot and creating the best stew that you've ever had in your life. It's just, as I said, amazing. And I think that answers the question of what is a tabletop role-playing game. So, if you've listened thus far, thank you. This is the first episode of my Modern Grognard podcast that I'm going to be planning on doing an episode or two a week. Just talking about subjects that interest me concerning tabletop role-playing games. I plan to do system reviews, individual book reviews, advice for game masters and players, all sorts of things like that. So, if you've enjoyed the show thus far, I hope that you stick around and come back for episode 2 later in the week. Again, my name is Tyler Leach, and I am the Modern Grognard.